Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what volunteer community activities do Ulpan Israeli students participate in? Ulpan Israeli is a private Hebrew school located in Netanya, north of Tel Aviv. We spoke with its director, Frida Fischer, about the school's language program and its other academic and extracurricular activities.
Thank you very much for speaking with us today. I would like to speak first a little bit about the school itself. When was it first opened? Where is it located?
Okay, just a little bit of background about me, the staff, and the Ulpan. I was the director of Ulpan Akiva. If you heard about Ulpan Akiva, it was a famous Ulpan. I was a director for 14 years, till they closed it in 2009.
Was that a government-run Ulpan?
It was a government together with private.
I see.
And there was a board, and they decided to close the Ulpan after 56 years. Okay, let's say, you know, if you close one door, we open another door, and even better. I hope so. And since then, I opened the private Ulpan, and some very, very experienced and good teachers from Ulpan Akiva joined me. And we are running a project together with Netanya Academic College in Netanya. We have there students from all over the world. There is a Masa project. And you know what Masa Project is?
No.
Masa Project is students, Jews, who wants to try to come to live 1 year in Israel to study the language, to see how they feel here. They are coming for 1 year. They study Hebrew and also academic courses. And after 1 year, they can decide whatever they like, if they want to go back to their land, to the family, or to stay here, whatever they decide it's okay.
Where are most of the students from?
The students from this project are from France and Belgium. But we have a lot of students from all over the world. We have students from China, from Japan, from Australia, from United States, from Brazil, from England. They are Jews and non-Jews, and they are coming to study the Hebrew, to know the country, to have an Israel experience here. And all of them are studying together in one class.
So how is this program different from the other one that you just described? You said that the other program is mainly for people from France and Belgium. How is that program different?
They have their own activities after the studies. They have some special activities after the studies during the weekends. And the other students, if they like, we organize for them activities if they want to. Now we offer a special and a new program for students that are not from Masa Project and they want to come to study Hebrew during the morning. We offer them academic courses in English afternoon and tours in Israel during the semester.
The academic courses in English, what kind of courses are they?
We have different courses about Judaism, about religious, about Christian.
For example?
Okay, for example, we have Biblical and Parallel Greek methodology. We have the Jewish calendar and its holidays. We have holy sites in Israel, Jewish, Muslim, and Christian history. We offer also a course in Arabic spoken language. We offer a course in international law and the Israeli political reality. These are some kinds of courses that they have during the semester.
How is the Ulpan part, the language part, different from other Ulpan programs? For example, the official government Ulpan, where you go if you want to make Aliyah?
First of all, we are small groups. We are not 30 students in a class or more. We are about 15 or 16 students in a class. It's very intensive, very professional. And the teachers are very, very connected with the students. And I can tell you from my experience that students that are coming from other Ulpanim, they say that there is a big difference. The way of studying, the methodology, we prepare our own books. They have a very serious, a good experience, and they are studying very, very serious the Hebrew language.
How many hours per day do they study Hebrew?
4 days a week, 4 academic hours every day.
Mm-hmm. And how long does the whole program last?
We are running the course for the whole academic year. Let's say next year from October 30 till June 15. But they can come for one semester or they can join a class during the year if they are on the level of a class. We prefer that students which are beginners will start on the beginning of the year together.
Do students get some kind of an official proficiency certificate when they finish the course?
Yes.
And is that issued by the Israeli government or by the university? Who gives the proficiency certificate?
We, the Ulpan Israeli, together with Netanya Academic College.
Also, I see that you have, and you sort of mentioned before, but we didn't really get into it, extracurricular activities that during the academic year, you said students tour Israel, meet Israelis, and participate in volunteer activities. Can you give us some examples of where they visit, where they tour Israel?
Yes. They tour, of course, the main places in Israel, the holy places like Jerusalem, like Masada, like Caesarea, like Tiberias. We also want to connect them to Israeli life, so we take them for a nightlife in Tel Aviv. We made some activities with the Israeli students that are studying on the college.
And you also mentioned participating in community volunteer activities. What are some of those activities?
We have a lot of people, children, Ethiopian children, and they have places where they meet afternoon. So we made connections between our students and these children, and they make with them some activities. They play with them, they prepare with them, they are painting with them, and they have a very good relationship. They also, they must speak with them Hebrew, but it becomes such nice relationship between these children and the students that are coming and playing with them and painting with them. And it's a very nice project.
So are most of your students, would you say, of university age?
Most of them are between 18 to 26. 26, 27. Some of them are coming after school and some after some years in the university.
And where do they live while they're studying? Do they live on campus?
Most of them live on campus, yes. There is a very, very nice campus there. I think that you saw the pictures. Very nice room. There is also a gym for them. They have a gym. They have very nice rooms.
Is there anything else that you would like to add that we might have left out that you would like to tell us?
If you have any interest in student exchange, I want to mention that this is one of our programs. But if students want to come to study just Hebrew, they have some other plans for their afternoons, or they have family, they can take just the program, the Hebrew program, during the morning.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is English Corner at RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.